yakking off.
Yakking off.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time again to yak off with Jack and Tom. I'm Tom. Jack, sit across the table from me. What's going on, Jack?
Not a whole lot. What's up?
No, I'm drinking a beer.
Oh, good.
Yep.
I'm drinking water.
I'm into my third beer for the podcast recording now.
Drunken podcast.
Exactly. But yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming your way tonight in a nice little short, sweet episode, giving you multiple episodes a week as promised, or at least once a week.
Yeah, something
I think.
Like that.
On average or something. So, coming to you from Jack's man cave.
Woohoo!
Which I have to ask you, Jack. This is your man cave, but I do see this this Twilight stuff sitting on the ground over here.
Hidden pleasures, man.
Yeah, that's like a dirty secret of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Twilight?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about this before.
We have?
Yes, we have. We've talked about Twilight.
Apparently, I block it out of my mind then, because I don't want to remember. I'm scared of it.
No, it's the wife stuff.
Sure it is. All right, so I know I've got a couple things to talk about, and you got a couple things to talk about. I'm going to go ahead and let you get us started with your yakking off segment. Whatever. What are you yakking off about this week?
Ooh, me and that black guy, Ryan Mason, if you're a fan of the show, went and saw Kick-Ass 2 on its premiere Thursday night.
Yeah, I missed that because I was at work or doing something. I don't remember what I was doing. I wasn't at work. Where was I?
You were at Epcot.
I was at Epcot. At least I was supposed to be at Epcot. I didn't actually wind up at the Magic Kingdom. But how was the movie?
It was okay. Backstory, I really enjoyed the first one when I saw it in theaters. I didn't like it so much when I got it on Blu-ray and revisited it.
What was it about the first movie that you didn't like when you rewatched it?
I don't really remember at this point.
Yeah.
It was just, I guess it was one of those things where the shock value was gone. I've seen it. I know what to expect now. You can only hear a prepubescent girl say the word cunt so many times before it becomes less shocking, I suppose.
I don't think it's true.
I think it is true.
I don't know. I've rewatched Kick-Ass a couple times and still love the movie, so I'm still probably going to go see Kick-Ass 2. It's probably on my list of things to do my next day off, whenever that is. Are you telling me I shouldn't go see it?
No, I enjoyed it. I didn't like it as much as I liked the first one when I originally seen it. It was kind of one of those things that,
Maybe you'll like this one on the second watch better.
Could be.
Maybe they're reversed.
Could be.
Anything's possible.
So the basic storyline goes Kick-Ass and Hit-Girl are teaming up with one another this go-around, and Kick-Ass wants Hit-Girl to train him. Something happens, so much so that I forgot what that something is, but
she
can't be Hit-Girl anymore. She just wants to be...
She got her period.
Live the life. No, that's coming in her starring in the remake of Carrie, which they showed the trailer for before Kick-Ass 2. So yeah, they did the whole, they're all gonna laugh at you, and she's fucking bleeding in the thing, just like Sissy SpaceX.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, she will get her period in the next movie she stars in.
Mm.
However, she can't be Hit Girl anymore. She just wants to be a normal teenager. She goes and hangs out with the popular girls. They end up fucking her over because it's one of those.
Sissy time.
Yeah, it's one of those. You're really a nerd, and we don't really like you. We're just going to make you, you know, that whole chestnut. So, in the meantime, Kick-Ass goes and joins up with a group that Jim Carrey is leading.
Why?
Because that's what you do when you're a superhero.
Why?
You go and find a Justice League to join up with.
Why?
I don't know why. To advance the plot and to make Jim Carrey say, this movie's terrible, don't fucking go see it.
Yeah, so Jim Carrey again, he just can't pick a good movie. What was the last movie he was in that was good?
Truman Show? I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
So...
I didn't see the Penguin movie.
No, Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Yeah, Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Yeah.
So anyway, his part is really small. I mean, he's only in the movie maybe a grand total of 15 minutes.
So it's like a Brad Pitt, Quentin Tarantino thing. What the hell is that movie called?
Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, it was like a Brad Pitt thing there where it's like he's the star, but not really.
Yeah, and it actually made me wonder if they went in and did some quick editing when he came out a month or so ago and said, oh, I'm born again, and in light of the school shootings and everything, I don't support this movie because of the violence. And so I wonder if they went in and trimmed some stuff. I don't know. It's just speculation on my part, because if you watch the trailer, he is front and center.
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely try to sell the movie off of his name, for sure.
Yeah, which is kind of dumb, because the first movie was really popular. Everybody knows the characters. Everybody knows the stars. I mean, when you go see Kick-Ass, you want to see certain people, and Jim Carrey isn't really one of those people. He's fucked up enough superhero movies to be in another one.
Yeah.
So anyway, of course, she gets kicked to the curb by the popular girls. Kick-Ass needs her help because Red Mist has now become...
Red Mist? Is that the name of her period?
No, think back to the first movie. Oh. It's McLovin's character.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Red Mist is the villain in this movie, and he's not Red Mist.
Red Mist.
Yeah, the joke of his name is a pretty big spoiler, so I won't give it away.
Okay.
But it's a big part of the movie. And ultimately, they have to team back up, save the day, and make everybody happy, happy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So you want to hear a clip?
Based on that rousing review, sure.
This clip, just to set it up like it's my clip, this clip is Kick-Ass and Hit Girl talking in a car, in a taxi cab, I believe, about her training him.
I want to team up, like Batman and Robin.
Nobody wants to be Robin.
What's wrong with Robin? Would you like Big Daddy's Robin?
Okay, Robin wishes he was me.
What I'm trying to say is we should be partners. You and me like the dynamic duo.
I'm in the NFL, Dave. You play Pee Wee.
So train me. I want to walk the walk. You're the closest thing I know to a real superhero.
And you'll do anything I say.
Anything?
Hit me.
You're a 15-year-old girl. What the hell?
Act like a bitch, get slapped like a bitch. Oh, damn.
Giggity.
So there you go. More of Hit Girl cursing, which isn't as shocking anymore because she's 15 or something.
And then this happens?
I am McLovin. Gangsters, what's up, guys?
It could happen.
Yeah. That's what should happen. It'd be better.
He's really obnoxious in this movie. Like, he's way over the top as this supervillain.
I don't know if I liked him in the first one, honestly.
Yeah, in the first one, it was very comic relief-y. It was very, they're still playing off the McLovin thing.
He was in it so shortly, so it wasn't like a huge deal.
This is like James Franco Spider-Man 2 type, just angsty villain. Mm. You know, you killed my dad, now I gotta have revenge and all that shit.
Got it.
And that kid is just not cut out to do that. I do like him. I've liked him in other things I've seen him in. I liked him in the first Kick-Ass, but in this role, I just think he had piss poor direction. They were like, get in there and be as over the top as you can be.
Yeah.
Like 60s Batman TV show over the top.
Well, isn't that the whole thing with the movie, though? It's actually kind of campy like that.
It's kind of weird because they go for that. They want to show that superheroes are kind of spoof worthy and things like that. But then it takes itself seriously as well. So it's a weird juxtaposition.
No, yeah. I don't know what that
word
means.
Word of the day.
Dope. So what was the rating on this movie? Is it R?
It's a very hard R,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's not.
And when we saw it, actually, Ryan asked me, did that seem more violent to you than the first one? And my answer was no, because in the first one, the violence was kind of throughout. Mm-hmm. And in this one, since they go into your typical high school angsty story there. I'm using angst a lot. Angst. Your high school story
there. The angsty juxtaposition of the film.
Is this. Since they go into the high school thing, the violence is more concentrated to certain scenes.
Got it.
So when it does happen, it is pretty unsettling. So
okay,
I could see it being more violent. With that being said, if you're a fan, I would see it. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I was over the moon about the first one. No, I would say go see it in theaters.
Okay. I will. I'll go see it tomorrow. Woohoo! Alrighty. Alright, so if that's all you got for Kick-Ass 2, I'm going to jump into a couple different things here that we have going on. We're actually going to... There's a yakking off we're going to share, because you're the one who brought it to my attention. That's right, we're going to yak off in the same room.
No!
So I guess we'll start with that one, and then I'll get into my own little personal yak off, though. So I'm actually going to cue this up. No, you know what? I'm actually going to go ahead and just spill the beans on this. So the other day, Jack, how did you bring that up to me?
I don't know where you're going, so.
You don't know where I'm going with this?
I have no idea where you're going with this. This is fucking new to me and the listeners. We should really do a rehearsal.
We should.
Have some notes.
Like a dry run? Any kind of conversation beforehand? Right, well, let's see if... all right, I'm going to play a clip, and I want you to tell me if this rings a bell to you at all.
You think? Well, I thought there was going to be a celebration.
We are celebrating.
Well, I've never kissed a girl before, except for Aunt Beru, and...
How about I show you how to kiss somebody that you're not related to?
Well, I'm not related to anybody. I'm an orphan.
I'm an orphan, too. So, since we're not related to each other...
All right, so the geeks out there that are turning bright red right now have all watched the same thing that you and I have seen clips of, which is the new Vivid Productions Star Wars porn parody. And in case you aren't aware, what you just heard was Luke and Leia having a pre-threesome conversation, because the climax of the film, and I use that word intentionally, is Leia, Han Solo, and Luke Skywalker in a three-way. I mean, they just blew up the Death Star. So I will say I've buzzed through this thing because I can't watch any porno longer than 2 minutes, and it has nothing to do with the plot or... All right.
That's my go-to. So
it sure is.
That's now, if you listen to 2 episodes ago, that's shitting.
Yeah.
That's rimming.
And jerking off.
And jerking off to porn.
Star Wars porn, yeah. So this... This porn is very well produced, but very... almost too accurate to the actual movies, where it makes me feel like Disney had to have a part in it. Like, Disney signed off on this thing saying, Vivid, you want to make up Star Wars porn? That's fine. Go ahead. Knock your socks off. Or your pants off, I guess, if that's more accurate.
Don't do that.
So let's just go. I'm going to run through. I haven't watched the whole thing, like I said, but I have buzzed through the scenes to see what they are.
I will tell you what I saw, but I saw a very small part of the beginning. Like the Super Star Destroyer chasing Leia's ship.
Okay.
I saw Vader come in with the stormtroopers that are just in like panties, a chest piece.
Yeah, the stormtroopers are chicks.
And then I fast forwarded to witness Leia giving Vader a blowjob.
Right. But in...
That's all I saw, because the site I found it on, I saved it. And they took it off, and now it's gone.
Copyright
it
was, infringement.
Yeah, it was broken into like 5 pieces.
Look, Vivid has a channel on Pornhub.com, so if you really want to see this thing in like 5-minute pieces, you can, because Vivid
that
will
is correct.
Vivid will give you a five minute preview of basically everything but the money shot, so to speak. But
it's like the Playboy Channel version,
right? So let's point out some things though. Lex Luthor. Lexington Steel. Lexington Steel plays Darth Vader. So Darth Vader is black. That's right.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because Darth Vader should have a huge cock, I guess. So the relationship between Leia and Vader obviously is a little bit different. Like, I don't think in the vivid universe, I'm not sure Lexington Steele's or Darth Vader's given birth to Luke and Leia in this universe. So maybe they're not related in this universe, but
I am your father.
So you get to see that. You get to see two stormtrooper chicks fuck Chewbacca. You get to see, like I said, Han and Luke double team Leia. You get to see Vader go to town on Leia. You get to see two random characters. I can't remember because I haven't watched more than like 30 seconds of this one clip, but it's basically like two different people hooking up in the tavern with the freaking music in the background, like it's almost accurate too. Like, a lot of the music
the
in
Imperial
this thing,
March is really freaking close.
It's Vanilla Ice stealing Queen close is what it is. It's basically lawsuit worthy. Like, that's what I'm saying. Disney, I'm telling you, Disney, if they think they can make 20% off of this thing, they're probably doing it. I don't know that for a fact, but
good work.
Exactly. But this thing is I don't know, it's worth checking out if you're not offended by porn.
But to be fair, there are long, long scenes between the actual sex.
Yeah, this is like what was that movie, Pirates, that came out that was like the porn that was like very well produced, that like not G, but R-rated versions of it were in stores and stuff like that because people liked it so much.
Right. When I was in high school, a buddy of mine and I actually went to a Star Trek convention. I know, shoot me now. But
Jacking off, we're star friendly to either Legion, either rank. You can be Star Trek or Wars here.
So
yeah,
that's what I think.
Is that Leia going down on Vader? What is that? That sounds like Yoda blowing fucking Luke on Dagobah or something. That hasn't happened yet in the Vivid Universe yet, because we've only gotten episode 4 so far.
Yeah. So anyway, I went to a Star Trek convention. And the one thing that we bought, because we were in high school, was a porn. We bought Sex Trek 2, The Wrath of Bob on VHS way back in the day.
Sweet.
And if you actually took that movie, and I'm comparing it to the Star Wars porno, if you cut the sex scenes out, it's actually a pretty funny little take on both universes. So if you can find it without the sex scenes, or if somebody wants to do that, that'd be awesome.
You want to edit it?
Hell yeah.
You want to make it? Yakinoff's going to release the edited version of this thing?
The Phantom edit.
Exactly. So it's you think they're actually going to go ahead and go forward with episodes 5 and 6? And
no.
Maybe... No?
No, Captain.
No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
Be honest.
No?
No.
No.
No!
Just every iteration of no we can find.
Okay. I'd like to see Empire Strikes Back.
What would they name it? What did they name this one?
I don't know.
It's like, it's even called Star Wars, a porn parody.
Yeah, I think it is.
If you fucking see the crawl at the beginning, it is. It's Star Wars, a porn.
Which is weird because Vivid isn't the company known for that. That's a Hustler thing, I think. Like the not a XXX Brady Bunch or not your typical Brady, whatever those parodies are.
What's the softcore company that does like Lord of the G-Strings? And...
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't watch softcore porn.
No.
I'm all hardcore, baby.
Hmm. I saw Lord of the G-Strings, actually.
Yeah.
And then there's a fairly decent documentary on Netflix about those guys making their movies.
Really?
Yeah. It's
What's
like
that
a,
called?
It's like a 3-day shoot.
I'd kind of be interested in that.
Yeah, I can let you know before the end of the show.
So I guess we will move on to my personal yakking off this week, because like I said, you were the one who brought up the Star Wars thing to me. I wasn't trolling for Star Wars porn, obviously.
I wasn't either. Yeah. I was trolling for normal porn and just happened to come upon it.
Okay. So the thing that I got into I'm getting to it, Stormtrooper. Here it is. if you don't recognize this by now, we can't be friends. This, my friends, is DuckTales. This is the 8-bit version, of course. So, what hit the PlayStation Network this week on Tuesday was DuckTales Remastered, which is a new high-def, still 2D version of the game, but it came out. It was only $15. It's for download. You can actually buy as of, I think, the 20th of August, so that's probably this Tuesday coming up, a hard box, like an actual box version of the game. The only difference is you pay $5 more, you get a case for nothing, basically. And a pin. So, and it comes with a Mickey backing, so it's actually an official Disney pin. It's probably a cool pin, so I don't really collect pins very much, but there are certain pins I do keep, like I have a Figment and some other ones, Epcot 30th pins and stuff. But the game, though, is pretty sweet. I had mixed reviews at first. I didn't know whether or not I was going to want to play a game that I haven't played in years and all my memories of are, albeit fun, but was frustration. I mean, throwing Nintendo controllers across the room because those games, they were so short, they had to make them hard. Otherwise, you would just burn through the thing and be like, what did I just spend the money on, you know? But gameplay is fun. It looks great. It sounds great. They redid the music, the original music, and all the original characters in it in a new way. So it's a full, you know, full resolution way. So it's not 8-bit. The cool thing I found in the options is you actually can put the music to the 8-bit original. So you can actually have 8-bit music while you're playing if you want to. But I guess the main thing, and I have noticed some other people made some comments online about this in reviews, is that there's a lot of story that they kind of shove down your throat in this game. They really wanted to give you... We're not talking about porn anymore. Stop smiling. Although, if Disney's getting on board with Vivid and porn, anyone? DuckTales the porn? Uncle Scrooge! Webigail dealer. That's going too far. Boo! Yeah, I know. Calm the crowds down. Jeez, I know. It was off color. Jesus Christ. So check it out. If you have $15 and got PlayStation 3, Wii, PC, I think Xbox, it comes out on September 11th, I believe. But if you got $15 and you like the old game, I would recommend buying this game. It was fun. So far, I've only beaten it on easy because I'm even... Okay. Yeah, I beat it on easy. Even that last levels though on easy were still pretty, I was still getting frustrated because the coolest thing about the game, like to attack enemies and stuff, was in the original you'd pogo on Scrooge's cane, and you do the same thing in this game too because it's essentially the same game, it just looks better. But occasionally when you go to hit the button for the cane bounce, it doesn't work. So it's kind of frustrating, like the Nintendo version where you wind up being like, you know, I hit jump. I know I hit jump. What the hell? But it does save your progress. So if you can beat a level or two and then come back to it, which is cool. It gives you earn money while you're playing the game. So you can go back and buy, concept art, character bios, pencil renderings. You have to keep earning more and more money and unlocking things in order to get to it. So I'm still trying to unlock the music because I do want the music. The music is so good in the game that I'd would like to just have it so I could call it up when I wanted to. But it's a fun game. I definitely recommend to check it out, especially for $15. You know, like maybe people wouldn't pay more because it is a short game and it's an old game that's redone, but $15 is a great price for the game. So I highly recommend this one. And that's all I got.
Cool.
Yep.
I'm looking for the name of this movie and I can't find it. I thought it was in my instant queue.
Oh, you're
sick. Deep Throat is available. Inside Deep Throat is available yeah. on Netflix.
Nerd alert!
Oh, okay.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think I've had enough soundboards for the night. We should just play the last 4 minutes of this fucking Luke and Leia porn.
Oh, that's good.
You think you're just gonna stand there? I was waiting for an engraved imitation, Your Highness.
Oh, typical Han.
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
I don't know how he's kissing and talking at the same time, but he's gifted.
Sounded a lot like Harrison Ford, too.
It did. Mm-hmm. Guy's pretty good.
Don't get excited.
Alrighty. We have anything else to talk about here?
I don't think so.
I got a good buzz going on.
Yeah, this weekend we are going to be
At
the Tampa Bay Comic-Con.
Comic-Con!
Probably Woo-hoo. Doing the... Well, I'll be doing the Jedi thing again for sure.
Yeah, we have to figure... I have to figure out what I'm going to do. We'll probably be a Jedi again. The robe, cloak, whatever you call it, that I have is huge, though. So dragging that thing around and getting stepped on all day is not really in my list of things I really want to do. But I do like the tunic. So I'm trying to figure out what I could do with a tunic that doesn't... I guess I mean, if I buffed up, I could be Hercules. Hercules from Hercules, The Legendary Journey.
Does any of our cosplay community out there have any suggestions for what to do with just a tunic?
I'll tell you what, right now, even scratching the tunic, if I get one email at tom@yakinoff.com and it's not from Jack or someone else that we personally work with that I know listens to this thing, but if it's a listener that I don't personally know, if they email me any suggestion for a cosplay, I will do it.
What do you want?
I want a suggestion for a costume to cosplay.
No and no.
Well, okay. I guess I'm not going to get one. So that I'm putting that out to the listeners right now. If you're listening to this thing, email me, tom@yakinoff.com. And anything you want me to dress up as, I will do it. I don't care what it is. As long as it doesn't cost me millions of dollars to put the costume together, it's got to be something I can throw together for like $50 or, you know, something I can figure out.
Anakin gets no love on the soundboards.
Because it's Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, but I wanted to find you're holding me back for when you're talking about your robe. Yeah. But all I can find is fucking Clone Wars Anakin.
Because it's not Hayden Christensen.
It's true.
I wonder if we can find a Life is a House soundboard. I'm going to work on that right now.
So anyway, we are going to Comic-Con. I'll be doing the Jedi thing. Tom obviously is taking suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what your suggestions are for me. Just kidding. Maybe next time. But if you are a fan of our page on Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/YaoJT, you'll see that we are asking for your questions. We want to do a man on the street type of deal out there and talk to some of our fellow geeks and see what they've got to say. So we might make that happen. And if you send a good question that is pertinent to the conversation, we will ask it.
Even if it's not, it's fine. I'll ask anything you want.
Boy.
What was that, Jack?
You're a funny little boy.
So you can find Padme, but not Anakin?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. If I can't find this in a few seconds, then I'm going to give up. But
what's happening?
I'm looking for a Life as a House soundboard.
I'm a senator.
No, I don't care.
My goodness, you've grown.
According to Disney now, you are a character in Thor and not anything to do with Star Wars. You will be nowhere near Episode 7. And that's all she wrote. So you know what I'm going to do while I'm looking for some Hayden Christensen love here?
Play a song?
I'm going to play us a song. I don't know where that song happens to be right now.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
This isn't the song I was looking for.
Hey,
tell me what you want,
what you really, really want.
I don't even know how this got in my head. Although I am a huge fan of Mel B on AGT. Not of her opinions, but of the way she looks.
Yeah.
She is hot.
Who would have thought?
Holy
all those
crap.
Years ago.
Scary Spice is not scary,
scary
at
Spice
all.
Scary Spice would be the hot one.
What's scary is the erection that I have the entire time AGT is on. And it's not from looking at Howard.
Howie's bald head.
It's not Howie's bald head either. You know, I mean, Heidi Klum is nice to look at too, but
I sang this on American Idol Xbox last night.
You did? Oh,
there may or
it.
May not have been Jim Beam involved.
Oh, why wasn't I there? Well, yeah, that was. I mean, that was. I think we needed that. Oh, where the hell is what I'm looking for?
I don't know. Maybe if you did some prep.
Prep.
All right. Well,
starting to sound like homework. You know how I
feel. You could handle my love. Are you for real?
Thanks, Fred.
Whoever's listening to this now with the sound up and their windows down, just turned it down and put the windows up.
No, they're like,
or they're rocking
finally,
out.
Yeah, finally something good on this damn show. All right, I'm vetoing. I'm taking over the board here. Goodbye.
Your feedback. Oh, that song.
This is the actual song I was looking for.
Well, crap.
Oh, well.
I had that one, too.
Yeah, you did. And I guess, you know, the If You Want to Be My Lover could work for this part, too. We could just use that, I guess. But
no, we'd have to pay royalties.
There's a way out of it, I'm sure.
Probably.
We'll record a cover version of it somehow. Change some notes. So if you have anything else to say other than what I should cosplay at Comic-Con, go ahead and let us know. We have a couple different email addresses, Facebook, which Jack already gave the Facebook. So what was the Facebook?
www.facebook.com/yaojt.
Yeah, that is what it is.
And if you go to www.yakinoff.com, that'll also take you to the Facebook.
It will. Mm. You can also find us on Twitter at yakinoff. And remember, there's no G in yakinoff. It's always YACKINOFF. I'm Tom at yakinoff.com. Jack is Jack at yakinoff.com. There is comments at yakinoff.com. And there is that black guy at yakinoff.com, which Ryan isn't even here right now, but you can still email him if you want. If you feel more comfortable talking to that black guy instead of one of us, then we understand, you know, we get that.
I'm a double-crosser, no good swindler.
That's Ryan?
That's Ryan.
Yeah, that's all right. What are you going to do? You got anything to add before we go tonight?
Nope. See you at Comic-Con.
See you at Comic-Con.
The Tampa Bay Comic-Con, not the real one.
Yeah, we can't afford
to go to San Diego.
It's a little too far. All right, everybody. Goodbye, good night, and good luck.
This is not funny at all. It's crap.
No, not really, no.